More U.S. Marines and warships to be moved to Middle East, reports say. Los Angeles asks for investigation into LA 28 Olympics chief over Epstein ties. Family of Michigan synagogue suspect killed in Lebanon airstrike, officials say. Under drone fire, exiled Kurds wait to confront Iranian regime. Charges dropped against Georgia teens whose teacher died during toilet paper prank. Ukraine and allies fear easing. Russian sanctions will prolong war. Pink Floyd guitar sold for record-breaking $14.6 million. Judge says no evidence to justify Federal Reserve probe. Sheriff in Nancy Guthrie case believes they know kidnapper's motive. Bahrain and Saudi Arabia Grand Prix to be canceled. Cuba confirms negotiations with U.S. as country faces effects of oil blockade. No one will hire women. India's top court rejects menstrual leave petition. Bodies of 84 Iranian sailors killed in U.S. torpedo strike to be repatriated. King expressed concern over Alberta separatists, say First Nations chiefs, K-pop demon hunters to return as Netflix announces sequel. French vote tests polarized electorate with right hoping to win control of Paris. France returns sacred talking drum. Looted during colonial rule to Ivory Coast, Qantas agrees to pay $74 million for COVID-19 travel voucher refunds. Israeli military drops charges against soldiers accused of abusing Palestinian detainee UFC fighters to train FBI agents at Quantico. Suspect dead after ramming vehicle into Michigan synagogue. Rapper-politician Balendra Shah's party wins Nepal election. Iran's new supreme leader vows to block Strait of Hormuz in first statement. Emirati minister tells BBC, Iran must end strikes on Gulf. Is Dubai's glossy image under threat? Not everyone thinks so. How the Iran war exposed cracks in Trump's Republican coalition. She spent 16 hours on Instagram. It's up to a jury to decide if Meta is to blame. Tigers and flies. Millions of officials later, why is Xi's corruption purge still going? Iranians react to new supreme leader's first address. As hopes of regime change in Iran fade, Netanyahu faces political test. Fears for press freedom as billionaire takes control of East Africa's largest media house. In photos tracing India's history through its chairs, there's no hiding place on a ship, the sailors stranded in the Gulf. Watch why Karg Island is a lifeline for Iran. Video shows moment point-blank gunshot misses Indian politician. Volcanic fragments rain down as Hawaii's Kilauea volcano erupts. Justified or not, U.S. military families on fears of Iran war. BBC visits key Dubai port in Iran's firing line. Trump threatens to hit Iran's Karg Island oil network if shipping lanes remain blocked. Karg Island, struck by U.S., is key hub for Iran oil exports. Iran's new supreme leader wounded, likely disfigured, Hegseth says. Exclusive, with Iran war exit elusive. Trump aids V to affect outcome. Tighter checks disrupt Brazilian soybean exports to China. U.S. expands Venezuela sanctions waivers in move to boost fertilizer exports and electricity investment. Oil prices surge to two-week winning streak as Iran supply fears grip markets. Crude futures turn positive on continued Hormuz closure. Gold set for a two-week losing run as spiking oil prices spur inflation concerns. Booking, Expedia face margin pressure from AI agents. Bernstein says U.S. Japan agree on their roles in potential nuclear power project. Westinghouse says auto groups urge Trump to keep Chinese carmakers out of U.S. Storms cut power to over 1 million customers in U.S. Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, Ohio hardest hit. Exclusive. Meta plans sweeping layoffs as AI costs mount. BP revises Whiting oil refinery contract offer after union members reject proposal. Wall Street posts three-week losing streak as Iran war batters sentiment. Apple MacBook Neo emerges as company's most repairable laptop in more than a decade. Spirit Airlines to shrink fleet to one-third of pre-bankruptcy size.